Jake Steinfeld joins us again on Sports Byline USA. It's been more than 10 years since he last joined us. Matter of fact, when he was with us the last time, he was just starting out on an adventure as he had started the Major League Lacrosse. And it was something that has grown one of the fastest growing sports in the country. And he's talked about the experience in a wonderful book called Take a Shot. And I have to laugh a little bit. As you were writing this book about your two friends and this experience, Jake, what did you find out about the experience in yourself that maybe you didn't know until you started reflecting on it?
Well, I tell you, Ron, first of all, thank you. And I just want to put on record, you were one of the first guys that had me on to talk about this crazy idea to launch the first professional outdoor lacrosse league. And it wasn't 10 years, it was 13 years ago, but who's counting anyway? I will tell you, the reason why we decided to write Take a Shot was to set the record straight. We've been around. We're finishing our 12th season. Just finished this past weekend. Our final four teams are Chesapeake Bayhawks are going to play the Long Island Lizards in the first game next weekend, and the second game of our playoffs is going to be the Boston Cannons versus I think it's the Denver Outlaws. So those four teams will be in our playoffs, and it has been an insane ride. And people have come up to me over the course of time and have said, is it true that the league was founded or that you bought a league? And we decided, let's set the record straight. And the book is written, Take a Shot is written as a novel, which I'm sure you know because you read it. And it truly is, as we say in the subtitle, it's a remarkable story of perseverance, friendship, and a really crazy adventure. And the one thing that I can tell you is that Dave Morrow and I never had a contract together. We never had a business plan. All we had was passion, hope, and a dream, and a handshake. And that's how we started Major League Lacrosse.
You were certainly established already as a fitness personality. You had the Body by Jake TV show. Most people probably first got to know you that way. What then was the genesis for starting something like lacrosse?
Well, I'll tell you, I was very fortunate, very blessed in my life. As an entrepreneur, I love taking the road less traveled. I was the first guy to really do personal fitness training and made it an occupation, parlayed that famous by association into videos and books, and created the first fitness television network called Fit TV, and sold it in 1998 to Rupert Murdoch. And at the time, everybody in Hollywood were buying minor league baseball teams. And as I say in our new book, Take a Shot, I'm a Steinfeld, not a Steinbrenner. And I wasn't really, I didn't have an appetite for minor league baseball, although I did pitch a four-hitter against Jewish war veterans when I played Little League Baseball in Baldwin, Long Island. But I didn't really have a passion for baseball. And I read an article about Dave Morrow, who started a company called Warrior Lacrosse in his dorm room at Princeton. And it was, I'm a big believer, Ron, in life's about moments, and that was one of those crazy moments. Picked up the phone, called Dave Morrow, got a phone number, and asked him a simple question. Is there such a thing as professional outdoor lacrosse? And he said, no. And I said, well, there is now. And that's literally how it started.
When I think about when I started this company as well, I kind of laugh at some of the funnier moments. Now, I know you've had the same thing, and when it comes to the world of sports, I know what some of the characters are like. Tell me about some of the ones you guys met along the way.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The book is story after story, adventure after adventure. One of my dear friends, Steve Tisch, who owns the New York Giants and the Academy Award-winning producer of Forrest Gump, gave us a beautiful quote that's on the cover of Take a Shot. He said, it's Moneyball meets The Hangover. And I'll just leave it at that because we've changed the names to protect the innocent or guilty, whatever you'd like to say, but the stories are very uplifting. I will just say this. Every person that we met with turned us down.
What were those early days like for the league? And also, I know that when you guys went on television at the very beginning, I used to watch some of your early telecasts, and I kind of smile when I think back on them. I'm sure you kind of do the same thing.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we have great stories in the book where our first summer showcase game in Columbus, Ohio, our general manager, we didn't have a commissioner at the time, or executive director, forgot the fact that, we played at Crew Stadium in Columbus, Ohio. I got to be friendly with a great man named Lamar Hunt, who was such a nice man to me. And we made a deal to play our first summer showcase game in 2000 in his house. We put the cameras facing one side of the stadium because we only, we had 5,000 people. My executive director forgot the fact that the sun set on the side of the stadium that the cameras were shooting into. So we were ready to do the face-off. We had the music. First summer showcase game for Major League Lacrosse. And the cheerleaders had just come off the field. The fans were going crazy. And my executive director comes running over to me that the guys from the ESPN, over in the booth saying, "We can't start the game yet. The sun is setting, and the cameras are literally right in the sun." And we had to wait 30 minutes. I sent the cheerleaders back on the field. They got booed. Who boos cheerleaders? I literally threw out all the swag. At the time, Sobey was our first sponsor. And we had swag for the entire six-game set of our summer showcase. I threw it all out into the stands, Ron. In the first 20 minutes of our first summer showcase game.
What was the story about the hurricane?
Well, we start off the book, thank you for asking. Last summer, literally a year ago to almost this day, if you remember Hurricane Irene, we played in Annapolis at Navy Marine Stadium. Fortunately for us, it was a privately owned venue. The President of the United States came on and talked about this horrific hurricane roaring up and down the eastern seaboard. Mayor Bloomberg shut down New York City. Games were canceled. We had a decision that we had to make. If we were going to cancel our championship weekend, we weren't going to be able to play it again. Our players, most of them, have second jobs. Not unlike back in the days, as you know, you're a sports historian yourself, the early days of baseball, guys like Whitey Ford, all those guys had second jobs, And that's where we are right now. So if we would have canceled the game, we wouldn't have played. There would have been an asterisk for 2011. Navy Marine Stadium said, "If you guys want to play, we'll keep the doors open." ESPN said to me, "If you're crazy enough to play, we're there, shoot it." And we held our championship weekend, our two playoff games on that Saturday during Hurricane Irene. Signage boards came off their hinges. We said a little prayer up in the booth, and it was my wife, Tracy, quite frankly, I don't want to give the whole story away because that's how the book opens up, had some very meaningful words to say to myself and our great commissioner, Dave Gross, that kept our wits about us. But the book opens up with Hurricane Irene, which we so nicely named the Hurricane Games. Like the NFL has the Ice Bowl, the MLL has the Hurricane Games. And then we cut right back to how it all started, Ron. So the book takes place from 1998 to 2001, and we're literally, we finished our first season, we were out of money, we were meeting with potential investors, and anyone could associate and identify with this story. You're starting a business, you're changing something in your life, you have a dream or a passion. That's what this book is about. And we had a meeting set for September 11th at 9 a.m. in the morning with a guy from East Hampton, who we call Double G in the book, mm-hmm. who committed to us on a yellow piece of secretary paper, $2 million. And we were supposed to call him on the morning of September 11th, and we all know what happened then.
Jake, I know that when you go through an experience like this, and I certainly can relate to it, there is always something that's more meaningful to the people that live it than maybe to other people. But for Jake Steinfeld, what is that?
Well, you know what? I have to say this. It's about friendship. And the friendship that I made with a guy like Dave Morrow, who is a brother to me, and the one thing that I will say that this book embodies is that story of friendship, that, throughout all of this insanity, and there was plenty of it. We can laugh about it now. And, Ron, I'm sure you have stories how your business started. But I will tell you this, and everyone who's listening has gone through all kinds of challenges in their lives. And I will say this. When I met Dave and I told him that we were going to do this thing, I said, just know this, I'll always have your back. I just need to know that you're always going to have mine.
The one thing I said when, as I reflect back, and I say this a lot of times in the speeches, is that when I started Sports Byline 24 years ago, I was 6'5", and I'm not now.
Hey, you know what? The one thing I learned about the word no, it's halfway to yes.
You know, you've always had the mantra, though, don't quit. And I really think that that's a strong signal to people out there that maybe want to take on a challenge that they don't think that they're equipped for. And when you think back on it, what was the thing that sustained you the most during the most challenging times?
Just knowing that we had a passion and we made a commitment. And this we kept on saying to ourselves that if this goes away, if Major League Lacrosse went away after the summer showcase or during 2001, this league might never happen again. And the reason why we did it, Ron, was the fact of the matter is that as a kid that I played lacrosse, it wasn't that good. But for kids around the country, that this great country that we live in, that after college, there was nothing for a lacrosse player to do. And there was no dream to play professional outdoor lacrosse. And we said that we wanted to give kids that ability to have that dream, to one day play the game they love the most professionally. And that's what kept us going. And this book is, the book Take a Shot has all, it's funny, it's fun, it's interesting. There's no ego in it. I mean, you're going to get a laugh because you're going to laugh at our disasters. But you'll associate with it, and hopefully that after you finish reading it, it'll give you the essence, the ability to say to yourself, geez whiz, if these guys could do what they've done, I can do what I want to do in my life. And that's don't quit.
We only have a couple minutes left, Jake, but as you know, soccer, both men's and women's, have had limited success in this country. What is the upside potential for the sport of lacrosse, do you think?
Thank you for that question. You know, listen, American sports fans love hitting, scoring, and speed. And the great thing about lacrosse and the sport of lacrosse, it has all of it. And the thing that Major League Lacrosse has, we have the best players in the world playing in Major League Lacrosse. Now, look, I've got to love soccer. I have four kids. My sons play lacrosse, and they play soccer. I've come to love soccer. Dave Morrow and his company, Warrior, are now the sponsors of Liverpool. So I've come to like the game. But, look, American sports fans love scoring. They love hitting. They love speed. This game has it all, but more importantly, we have the best players in the world playing in our league. And I think in this country, when it comes to soccer, you can really look around, and as great, and Don Garber is a great guy, and I love him, who's you know the commissioner of the MLS, they still don't have the best players in the world. And we are, look, you know, we live in America, man. We are the best. We want the best. We like to see the best. And that's why I think Major League Lacrosse has this opportunity and is growing. And the game is the fastest growing game in the country. And this book, Take a Shot, just sort of gives you that nugget, man, of how this league was formed. But more importantly, a story of friendship and perseverance. And if you like crazy adventures, man, you got to pick up Take a Shot.
In about 20 seconds, would you like to see this sport become an Olympic sport?
I would, like you can't believe. And I'm working on it right now. And you just reminded me of something in the last 15 seconds. Our book, Take a Shot, was just optioned to become a television show by my good friends at Lionsgate Television. And that's something that we're very excited about. And who knows? Moneyball meets The Hangover.
Jake, I want to thank you, my friend. And anytime you're in San Francisco, we got a seat here in the studio. I hope you'll come up and join me.
Hey, Ron, thank you, buddy. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate for you being one of the first guys to step up and say that you believe. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Jake Steinfeld with us on Sports Byline. I urge you to check out this book. It's a pretty good read. Some great stories in it. It's called Take a Shot. And, of course, Jake, most people probably got to know him first by his TV show called Body by Jake. But now one of the three people that started Major League Lacrosse. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.